This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama has put his signature on 23 executive orders aimed at reducing gun violence. He is calling on Congress to ban military-style assault weapons. And the president also announced plans to nominate someone to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Marketplace's David Gura has that story from Washington.
Right now, Todd Jones is a U.S. attorney and the interim director of the ATF. The agency hasn't had a permanent director for a while now, like 6 years. Robert Spitzer, who teaches political science at SUNY Cortland and who's written 4 books on gun control, says the agency has been handicapped.
Agencies have directors for reasons. They provide overall organization. They speak for the agency. They organize the activities of the agency.
One of the ATF's responsibilities is to regulate the gun industry, and that includes dealers. Adam Winkler teaches at UCLA Law School, and he's the author of Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America.
About 40% of illegal guns are traced back to federally licensed dealers.
Winkler says that's evidence the agency could be doing more. If there is a hearing for Jones, it's likely lawmakers will spend a lot of time asking questions about a federal sting operation called Fast and Furious, which has sullied the ATF's reputation. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.